Good afternoon, Denver! Good afternoon! Come on in close, come on in close.
This is Adrian Wilson. I'm here outside the Denver post offices in downtown Denver. It's Friday, and there is a demonstration organized by the union, the Denver Newspaper Guild, in response to an internal letter to reporting staff urging a 50% cut in journalists. And specifically, it's a buyout of up to 26 of the reporting staff. What will this mean for Denver's only mainstream newspaper?
I'm Kieran Nicholson. I'm a reporter with the Denver Post, and I'm the chairman of the newsroom unit of the Denver News Guild.
And how long have you worked as a journalist?
I've been at the Post for 30 years.
Can you tell me why you are here today?
We're having a rally to support journalism because news matters. The company, the Post, has been through the parent company DFM and through the owner Alden Global, have been slashing through the newsroom and the rest of the paper as well. Every department is included, cutting jobs, slashing. It's systematic, it's repetitive. We just keep shrinking, and it looks like there's no end to it. We want to stop that. We'd actually like to reverse that trend. News is important to the community. It's important to the local community. We report on subjects, matters, and events that helps the community in its decision-making process. As the staff dwindles, our coverage dwindles, and people will not be getting the information that they want and need to make good decisions. We don't want that to happen.
Your vision of a local newspaper seems to be different from the owners. Can you tell me something about, or tell our listeners about the current ownership and a brief summary, say, of what's happened since the other newspaper, the Rocky Mountain News, closed?
Yeah, we're owned by a hedge fund. It's Alden Global. They are in the process of its addition through subtraction. They increase the profit margin by cutting their cost. They're continually doing that. Short-term strategy, that works. Long-term strategy, eventually, that'll fold. We don't want it to fold. What's going on now with Alden Global is they're practicing truly vulture capitalism at its finest. We collectively, the Denver News Guild, is asking Denver Global to please sell the Denver Post, sell the Colorado newspapers to a local owner. The Minneapolis Star Tribune has a local owner. They have a newsroom, news staff of 260 journalists. We're going down to about 100 after this weekend. And the reason for that is the Minneapolis Star Tribune is owned by a local owner. He's satisfied with a small profit margin, maybe a 3% profit margin. He puts money back into the product. That's not happening here. It's cuts. Profit margin might increase a little bit for a little while, and Alden's busy stuffing its pockets. That trend has got to stop.
Thinking about the growth of Denver, and which has, as we know, has been driven a lot by the passage of Amendment 64, the legalization of cannabis, there's a huge amount of money being generated, and it would be interesting if some of that money, which is coming into the state, could be utilized for something like supporting the Denver Post. Where can people, well, presumably it's difficult to read about the owners from in the newspaper. Where can listeners find out more information about the Guild's current strategy?
There's a website, dfmworkers.org. They could go to that website. They could go to the Denver News Guild website as well. And we're hoping that maybe people can email the owners of Alden Global. send an email to Randall Smith, send an email to Heath Freeman, send an email to Steve Rossi. He is the CEO of Digital First Media. No, please email these executives and tell them that you believe that news matters and that the Denver Post is an important product to not only Denverites but to all of Colorado.
My name's Audrey Klein. I'm an associate member of the Newspaper Guild here in Denver, and I just think it's important to get good quality journalists, good quality news. I work in sort of a political area, and the better news we get, the better, I believe, the better elected officials we get.
My name's Rhiannon Duryea. I'm a member of the Denver News Guild, and I think far too often we see profits chosen over jobs, and in journalism, I think we can't accept that because democracy depends on quality journalism.